Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings. This is your host, Sister Seven. I am so glad to be coming to you on a Wednesday afternoon, evening. By the time I get to the radio, that means I have survived yet another Wednesday. It's always a great feeling of accomplishment from me and from quite a few people that spend their Wednesdays in service, that spend their Wednesdays working on their spirituality. For those just coming out of Bible study, Wednesdays have been traditionally known as a day, that day in between, in the week, where we need to kind of refocus ourselves. So I'm so glad to make it here. That means my fast was successful. That means I've done my reach out to all my people that I care for and love so much that are part of A Wonderful Approach. And we have so many other groups, Elays, temples, ministries, always Mother Eagle Ministries stays with us. You know, we have Iamonife's Elay that comes and shares with us. We have quite a few houses that come together every Wednesday right here on the program, and we learn from each other. We share with each other. We start that process for healing. This is a crazy world right now, and it's a crazy time in this world. And so, you know, there's a need for us to really hold on even tighter than usual to each other, because there's things waiting for us that aren't always positive. So we have to come together every Wednesday so we can continue to uplift each other. We can continue to grow with one another. And I'm just so honored that people do that here. I'm excited. Yay. Coming up next weekend, we're having the weekend at the temple. It's a very humble temple, but it is sincere. It is powerful in energy. It is educational. It is love. It's family. It's all of those wonderful things. And we're going to get together next weekend and learn. Everybody, please bring your journals. Please bring your journals. You know, bring your special writing pen, because we're going to be getting it in as we learn more and more about God. We learn more and more about spirit. We learn about ourselves as we're trying to kind of maneuver in the middle of this world. So it's going to be an exciting weekend. I'm excited. You know, I got the East Coast buzzing. I feel really, really good about the positive things that I'm involved in the wonderful positive people I get to share it with. It just makes me all giddy on the inside. So that's coming up next week. I cannot even begin to explain all the wonderful preparations I have going on in my head. We'll see next week how much all of this gets done. But I got, in my head, we are popping. We are straight. We are ready. Last week, we had a powerful show. All the shows can be found on A Wonderful Approach Facebook page. I have a page dedicated just for the program. Also, you know, the event, you know, a couple pictures here and there. But really, that's to let, you know, all of us know, and those that may be interested in spirituality and interested in growing themselves, an opportunity to check in, to listen to old shows, to make comments. Last week's show, Stepping Up Into Your Destiny, that was a nice one. We had Sister Unique come back with us and dropping the wisdom on us, giving us that information, also just confirming a couple of things. When you talk about stepping up, myself and Mama Khadijah have had shows on destiny before, but I remember when me and Sister Unique were talking about this show, we were talking about the process of stepping up into the destiny. A lot of times we'll know what the destiny is and we'll look at it. We might even wave to it, but we're not really moving in that direction. And that's what we have to stop doing. We have to stop getting just comfortable sitting in the middle of something that we should be interacting with, something we should be bonding with. So it is, it was a very interesting show. Of course, all the shows, every single one of the shows, forced me to have to really go back and say, okay, think about this now. Are you working as hard as you could? Are you doing everything that you can? Are you being a woman of your word? Are you being a woman of God in your word? You know, so it really forces me to have to go back and do my self-checks. And I hope everyone else is doing the same. Every one of these shows are spirit-led. And I love it because now we have other people's spiritual energy coming in and giving us more motivation and building our understanding of these topics. And so it's a wonderful experience for me to have my own self challenged even further and say, okay, how is this going to come across? How are you going to make this happen? You know, some of these topics I have to educate myself on. I've had to pull out a couple of my old scrolls, you know, my books, but, you know, I've had to go back and check my own self and say, hey, you know, you thought this 10 years ago. What do you think now? You know, how does this reflect now? And it's been a wonderful adventure of learning for me and exposure to others. So it's been great. It's been great. I absolutely adore it. We have joining us all the way from North Carolina is Sister Melissa. And I have to brag about Sister Melissa for just a second. And every time that we do these shows and we have different aspects of a wonderful approach come forward, I have this strong mama pride come up in me. And I can remember, you know, being young, Mama Khadija, come down, little Khadija, come do your poetry, do it in French. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. And I think to myself, she heard me say this yesterday. Why is it important today? You know, but now as a mother, as a guide, as I start to see little duplicates running around, I understand now that pride when you're like, yes, that's part of me. This is part of me. So Sister Melissa has been working ever so diligently in her studies. And when this topic of the moon came up, I was like, oh, there you go. She brought it to me. I said, absolutely. So I'm very excited to see what she's going to let us know. And then to share what I know, you know, the moon is one of those. We'll get into it. Hold on. So let me bring my Sister Melissa on the line. Greetings. Welcome to the
Good
show.
Evening. Good evening. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great, anxious, nervous, you know, all that good stuff we're supposed to be feeling right now. Honored, definitely honored. Yay!
Awesome.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm bugging. I got to get this energy out.
Tis the season, I have to tell people. Tis the season, all right? So all of that is natural. You got it. You got this. So, yeah. I am so excited to have you on the air with me.
Oh, well, yeah. First of all, I'm excited about the, I'm just sitting here thinking, and you're talking about, you know, going back and looking at your life before you got to today. I was like, you mm-hmm. know, 4 years ago, I think it was 4 years ago I met you.
Yes.
I would have never thought today I'd be on your platform doing this. This is awesome!
We've come a long way, baby, okay? Yes, yes, it has been all of that. But you know what? I would love to sit here and puff up my chest, right? But it hasn't been.
Oh, you can. No, you can, because even tonight's topic is something from 4 years ago. I mean, if you really want to think about
yes.
it, the first
yes,
time sitting in Charlotte, North Carolina, in my living
yes.
room, and we had this meeting, and, like, the first thing that popped out was, I'm getting Wicca. And then
yep.
you need to study the moon.
Yes.
And
yes.
who knew it was going to be – well, you did, but who knew it was going to be this exhilarating when I finally decided
yes.
to do it?
Well, that's the human part. You know, we got to make allowances for that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So, you know, this has been a journey, like you said, 4 years. And that's nothing mm-hmm. to sneeze at. You know, 4 years, that's a degree, you know. So you've had this study going on where the moon has just been that part of your life.
Well, I'm going to say instinctively, the moon has been a part of my life. Now that I've done all this research, I found all this correlation that's, like, really on point for me. Like,
right.
ever since I was a little girl, I would say about 4 years old, I've had an affinity to older women. I mean, if you were, like, 80-plus, I'm your best friend, and I'm serious about that. I can name off at least 10 of them from 4 to 40. Okay, I equate that to, you know, the waning moon, you know, you understand where I'm going.
Right.
I know you know where I'm going. This. We'll talk on it more. I went ahead and tattooed myself back in my 20s, and I put my scorpion, and I put a crescent moon with a star. I don't know why I did that, but it was nice, and so I did that. And then as I learned more research about the moon, its effects, the things that you can do with it, what it represents, I just see more and more of that influence in my life, even though I didn't realize that I had that connection to it. I mean, even one of my pocketbooks is called the Crescent. So
yeah.
That's
one thing I love about spirituality is you'll turn around and rediscover yourself. You know, and that's the amazing part. Your studies should be leading you back to you, you know, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, I definitely can see that, and so you know, I have enjoyed what I've come across.
Awesome. All right, now spiritually speaking, because of course it's a spiritual show. I mean, the moon has so many different aspects. Like you were saying, there's spiritual aspects. There are emotional aspects, there are, you know, scientific aspects, you know, they're, the moon is that deep, you know, the more I read about it, the more I realize I didn't know that, you know, the more I realize there's so much to this very beautiful feminine energy called the moon. And so, would you share with us just some of the like basic cycles and things like that, that the moon goes through?
Well, I definitely can do that. So there is a cycle. The moon itself orbits around the Earth in about 27-ish days, and that's like its cycle. As it rotates around the Earth, it takes about the full 27 days-ish to go through these phases, and it shows different sides of itself. And a different size actually reflect different aspects and attributes that the moon's energy can give off. So I don't know if I'm going in, like, the true chronological order, but the moon phases are the new moon, which is the dark moon. You don't really see it. We're literally very close to that right now. Like, I cannot see the moon where I am. So I went online just to double-check to make sure I'm seeing the right thing, but I can't see the moon where I am right now. And I know it was in the waning period because when we got together, we were headed into that full moon period. So this is that time for the waning crescent to disappear and the new moon to not be visible. Then there's the waxing period, which means you're going to see a slither of the glow coming in, and then it will start to get bigger and bigger as the days move forward. So that's the waxing period where you get newer energies and more, you develop more, and you see the moon as a crescent towards a half and then towards the full. So as it goes towards the full, that's a whole bunch of energy that people it just affects people in very strong ways. It affects the earth in strong ways. It affects animals in strong ways. People don't realize it, but civilizations have been in tune with the moon for, you know, a long, 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 long time. As the moon continues its cycle, it will head towards the last quarter and it will start to show more and more darkness and less of the glow. And so that's the waning moon, and it's starting to wane away back towards new. So the complete cycle is to see nothing, a slither of light all the way to full, more darkness all the way to complete darkness. And also the new moon has its own set of energies that people don't realize affects them as well, and it affects the earth and things of that nature too. So the fact that you don't get to see part of the moon, there's a little like understanding that the moon is feminine, and at
right.
times a woman has the respect for her privacy. So during that time, she's being private, doing her own thing, and we need to mind our business. No.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
That's like a little thing that they used to say. So that's the, if you want to do it in a full rotation, that's the phases of the moon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the moon, so much spiritual work is centered around the moon. In fact, I know growing up in an Islamic household, the Muslims go by a lunar calendar. You know, that's the calendar that they go by. So that's how they find out, you know, when their months start, when fasting starts, everything, they go by the sighting of the moon. And also when it comes to the moon, because it has these different phases, of course, you know, women with their cycles, that's a very feminine thing. We have cycles. We have phases to us. In life, there are cycles where you're born and then you age and then you die. And then that cycle is repeated within your children. So, you know, everything about our world, our life, has a cycle to it. And that's one thing that I really like about and understand about the moon, is respecting the cycles. A lot of times we may want to jump from one cycle to the next, and of course we're not going to be successful because all of these cycles are there for a reason. You know, just like in nature, you know, winter, spring, and fall, we have, like you said, that quiet time to where there is no moon, and that's the time where you may be making the plans and making new plans, you know, but when you're making new plans, a lot of times you don't see anything.
That is true. Not only do you make plans, you start to dwell inward and look at yourself and discard things that are no longer needed so that you can prepare for what the future can hold. As Mama Khadijah would say, you got to get your toolbox together and start putting in what
That's
you
right.
need to put in so you can put your best foot forward.
That's right.
The new moon's energy is for, literally, like you said, it is to plan. It is to make a new start. It is to rest. Get rid of things that will hold you back. Research
That's
right. things that'll let you move forward. It will it'll give you a sense of protection. Even for animals, some of them have come out more when the moon is new because it's darker, so the predators can't really see them as well. So there's a
right.
sense of protection that the new moon offers.
Mm.
And then as the phases go on, these energies change. So,
mm-hmm.
like, you talk about the waxing. So if you got the waxing crescent, you're going to think of a baby. You're going to think of new beginnings. You're going to think of of freshness and innocence, yet a desire to live and to learn. That time you really want to start doing more research in your planning from when the new moon was in existence, and you want to start really getting that toolbox going. Like, literally, this is the time of your life where, or your time in that cycle, that you are doing a new adventure. You just haven't set your foot on that adventure yet. So you're getting everything ready to get in that car,
right.
that plane, whatever you're doing, and get yourself to that spot where you can start to do your living. And that brings you then towards the full moon phase. And think of an adult then. Think of someone young and healthy and in their passion. Think of a mother. Think of of fertility, high energy. I mean, a lot of spell work is done when
mm-hmm.
the full moon is there because of the energy. People will leave water in the moonlight to get that energy in there. They'll have moon fire. You can use the elements. You know, you can charge your elements. You can charge crystals under the full moon,
mm-hmm.
things like that. So that's when your life is more at its apex. You know, you're grown. You know what you're doing because you did all that research. You got yourself ready to get there. And now you're living your best life, pretty much. You should be. And then, you know, as the cycles continue on, then you start to get to that older part of your life where you slow down a little bit and you're still there. You're still doing things. I mean, you just do it a little bit slower and you think more and you remember some things from the past and you apply it to going forward so you can live a little easier and don't have to be so full of that particular energy. You could get the same thing done with less. And you just start
yes.
to get more into yourself. And you're there and you help others, but you learn, what did you say before? You learn what your junk is.
Yes.
And you help
okay.
people with their junk, but you don't keep their junk. Because at this point in your life or at this point in that cycle, you're wiser. And
yes.
you have so much more knowledge. And because you have that much more knowledge, you have that much more power. And then you move on to the new, and that's when you're putting the seed and you rest and it grows and blah, blah, blah. However, if you think about that waning period to the new moon period, for some, that's a real interconnected cycle. Just that part
yeah,
alone.
Very
because
much so.
You're preparing for rest. You're preparing for rejuvenation. You're preparing for rebirth. So there's a lot of preparing going on in the moon cycle. But when you get to the part of execution and you get to the part of rest, there's a lot going on there. So it really balances itself out.
It does. It does. It shows you the natural order of things. I think, you know, that order piece is so important. We have to respect the order of things. We are so quick to jump from one to the next. Or just looking at, oh, wow, that full moon's so pretty. I don't have to go through the building cycle. And it's like, well, you're not going to get to the full moon cycle because that building part is 100% an aspect of that. You know, that's one thing that I love about the moon because it's a very obvious display of you must respect the cycles that are in place. You know, the moon commands that. Traditionally speaking, the moon has always been a very feminine idea, you know. The sun has had its masculine overtones, and the moon has had these feminine ideals. And so we have been building in this feminine energy, and that's how we come in. We see the moon, the full moon affect emotions, affect water, tides. You know, the full moon is that emotional regulator. That moon is an emotional regulator. And when it's full, it seems to really be peaking for, and a lot of people can feel that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We've spoken on a show before about those people that are water beings, those people that have more fire, either in their astrology chart or just in their birthing charts. But, you know, those that have that water as that is their element, oh, they're going to feel that. Every single one of those moon changes, whether they're aware of it or not, they're still going to feel it.
That's so true. Like when I was doing looking at some information, the emergency rooms themselves are more
yes.
there's more traffic in there on full moons, and you know these are my people who are not aware that to me would coincide there. And then you have to think of. Behaviors of people and the effect of the moon. And when the moon is full, there's more activity. And that's what I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to say positive. I don't want to say negative. I'm going to say that there's just literally more activity. Now, whether you want to look at the jail records and arrest records and see that they're kind of higher during that time, you could put the positive and negative where you want. But there is more. I'm sorry.
I do mental health during the day. And I can tell you, the full moon definitely brings, when you say more, it definitely is more. And it can be more positive or more negative. You know, once you get to a certain level in your spirituality, you really won't even think about positive or negative. You'll just understand the more, you know. So, yeah.
Not only is there more lunacy, there is more pregnancy. There are more childbirths. Yeah, there are cultures where tribes of women, a lot of them had their babies during the full moon phase. And women's cycles get time together, and some actually follow the moon cycle. So, there's definitely a physical connection to our bodies behind it. We're like 70% water, and you know, the moon literally directs water. It creates the magnetic forces and gravity make the water move either up or down, high tide, low tide.
Right.
So literally it'll pull the water up or it'll push it down. And it happens in cycles. And if those cycles didn't happen, the earth would be adversely affected. So you're talking about breaking a cycle or jumping a cycle or not even doing the cycle. I mean, you already see the damage humans have done. So let's keep breaking some cycles, guys. Let's just keep doing it because we're just going to jack it up.
Right. And they're necessary. Even like, you know, low tide and high tide to pull all the seaweed out to do this, to do that. We may not be aware of it, but nature is constantly handling things for us, you know. So we have that moon and the tide is very, very important. You know, we have to allow for that to occur and respect it. You know, every time, you know, the more time I spent studying the moon, the time I spent studying any type of natural understanding, the word that I always get is respect. You've got to learn respect, you know, and we don't have enough respect for the earth, and the earth feeds us. So if we don't have respect for the earth that feeds us, a lot of times we're going to really overlook the moon, and we can't. It is it's really to our downfall when we do that, and so, but we do, and so a lot of times, you know, when I think about the moon, I think about transformation, and I think about transformation that is that you don't control. You know, a lot of times we like to control our transformation. We're like, well, can we schedule this on a Wednesday? Because I wasn't planning on being transformed in the middle of the week. You know, so a lot of times we want to control the things and not respect nature in what's going on naturally. So we'll create something ourselves. And of course, we don't really know enough to do that. So we have to start, you know, nature is always reminding me, respect what's been going on for hundreds of years before you decided to open up your eyes. You know, it's like you decided to be awake when it's one day and now you think you're the ruler of the universe, you know. So we have to go and really begin to respect the cycles, be aware of the cycles. I want to, before we get into get too deep, I want to remind everybody, this, of course, is A Wonderful Approach Radio. We welcome callers to call in. We are with our host, Sister Melissa, and we are building and growing and developing and sharing and doing an awesome job. The phone line has already lit up. Sister Melissa, if you don't mind, I'd like to grab a phone caller.
Of course.
And I know this is one of the few numbers that I know by heart. Greetings, welcome to the show.
Greetings, this is Mama Khadija. Welcome. I am enjoying this show.
Hey, Melissa.
Melissa, I'm just hearing all kinds of growth. I'm feeling all kinds of growth around you, whatever you're doing, keep up the good work, okay?
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Now, I've got a question I want to direct to you.
Mm-hmm.
If someone were to open or launch a business, what would the best time dealing with the moon phases would that be for opening, launching, starting a new business?
Well, if you're saying opening and launching, I'm going to say it's the new moon. I mean, sorry, I'm going to say it's the waxing moon where the moon is coming into view again, because that's when you're doing the new beginnings. If you're talking about the pre-work, I would do the pre-work during the new moon cycle. So that's when you're doing the paperwork and you're getting the research together and figuring out your inventory, whatever, you know, you're building, all of that. Once you get that into play, you're in a new moon. And then when you're conducting business, that's full moon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to do is lock down a launch time. You want to open the doors. When would be the best time for your grand opening?
I would say full moon, because you have already gotten the business into play, so that is execution.
Okay.
I would agree.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, the second question I have is kind of like an old wise woman tale. I don't know if it's any validity. I want you to let me know about this. Back in the day, the old folks used to say, oh, don't cut your hair during this phase of the moon. Is there any validity to that?
Okay, so I was reading some of the spell work, and if you're looking at the triple moon goddess, and you have the maiden, the mother, and the crone is going to represent the waning to new moon period, and there's a lot of banishing and protection and things of that nature during that time. And I've read a spell or two that had some personal effects of someone that you could use if you wanted to banish them. Not necessarily do some harm to them, but you wanted to keep them away from you. So that, I would say, the cutting of the hair during that time would be a time that you would want to collect your hair to keep it to you so nobody could use it against you.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother told me, mm-hmm. Yeah, my grandmother told me to burn whenever you had hair. She didn't say anything about literally cutting it, but whenever you had hair that was in a brush or left over, burn it. So I'm accustomed to burning hair. But I do have, like, packs of hair that I just kept, because it was so much, I told them to sweep it up and give it to me, and I collected it off the floor right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is before I knew about the moon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your insight. Awesome.
I enjoyed the questions.
Awesome. You never know how much you know until those types of times. Mama Khadija, thank you so much for calling in, as always, bringing us that insight, because here you are asking a question about when to start a business, but I don't know if we stated, a lot of people live their life like that. You know, they regulate, okay, this is when I start my business. This is when this time of moon, this type of energy, you know, like I know after my big fasting period, I do a lot of spiritual work right in the middle of that energy. So, you know, the question was, what's the best energy to build on? So that was an awesome, awesome question. Thank you so much, Rama Khadija. You're always welcome to come in and join us.
I wanted to piggyback on what you were saying, because the moon, mm-hmm. Especially during all these different civilizations over all these, you know, years and thousands of years on this planet as humans,
mm-hmm.
the moon has been its timekeeper. The moon has been the calendar. It tells a week. It tells a month. It actually does a 13 cycle rotation before it actually comes back to where it came from, if you want to go in that aspect of it. But farmers use the moon to know when to plant crops and or harvest crops. Like I said, women's cycles got tied to it. Folks literally use that as a timekeeper, for a long time. And it has been worshipped by so many different cultures over so many different centuries because of the fact that it's a constant, wonderful, beautiful, bright, and non-visible thing in the sky. It shows off. It shows up, and it provides energy. Like how I see the moon, as magic, as energy, as Ashe. Like I see it as, I know the earth needs it, because if we didn't have it, we wouldn't even be stable. But
mentally or physically, yes.
Mentally, physically, or planetary,
yes,
like
or
the way the planet spins.
Yes.
The way the planet spins,
yes.
It spins in a way that it wobbles, but we don't feel it. If that moon wasn't there, we would be more erratic. If that moon wasn't there, we wouldn't be able to tell day and night the way we do. The night sky would be even brighter than it really actually is. The climate would be more unstable, like cold would be very cold and hot would be very hot. The moon and its relationship to the planet itself is a relationship. And as we look up at it, you know, that's mom and son is dad.
Right.
And it's a whole family with its own goals and roles that it has to play in the solar system.
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to look at it on that level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the moon, I love, it's, for me, it's a sense of comfort, but it's also a reminder. The moon gives me those warnings. Don't play, you know, that's don't play around now, you know, get to where you're going. Don't play. Don't dally. You know, now's not the time for the dally, for the silly stuff. You know, it's always a very special, important time. Also, I want to remind all my earth people, those that have the understanding of crystals and stones and stuff, forever, the moon has been used to cleanse and to charge a lot of the tools that we use as spiritualists, whether it be stones or crystals or other tools. You know, the moon time is the time where we actually sit these tools outside in the moonlight, so that they can charge, so they can be prepared for when we're going to need them. So the moon has, you know, a number of qualities, not just to regulate us, but also to assist us in our spiritual work. And, you know, you spoke about Wicca. We cannot talk about the moon without speaking about Wicca. Wicca has based a lot of their understandings on the moon. In this triple moon sign symbol, the triple moon goddess, all of those energies that they use in their spiritual understandings and their spiritual regulations. So, you know, Wicca has made a science into keeping aware of the moon and its cycles and in the feminine understandings of the triple moon goddess.
Yeah. And also, like, the information I found on, now I'm going to say, to me, it's a little generic because, you know, the books and things I was looking at, you know, it's universal. But as I looked at as I compared the information I was getting from all of them, it broke it down pretty much just the same. So I got the connection there. So the maiden, that's the young, the young woman, the you could think childlike, maybe up to teenager, if you want to go on that level, from baby to teenager. Again, with that goddess, goes with the waxing towards full. That's the young, the purity, the new adventure, the new beginnings. she represents that kind of thing. If you're working on getting something just started, just getting it to the point where it's time for me to open a new door and do a new path and go out, that's the one that's going to appease you and help you get to that nature. When you talk about the mother, she's that full moon. Think of pregnancy and fertility and adult life and romance and passion and take charge and face challenges and that high energy, that abundance. She's going to direct over that. And then when you're looking at the waning to the new, you're looking at the crone. And she, as far as I can understand, holds a lot of power because she knows what it's like to be new. She knows what it's like to have lived. And she knows what it's like to prepare for a whole new thing to happen. So
absolutely,
she's got literally two phases under her belt because the new moon also falls under her as well. So now you're thinking, okay, I've got to slow this down. I have to reflect on things that I've done in the past, what worked for me, what didn't. I need to get rid of things that don't need to be around. And that one is going to give you the most. And that's why I was saying earlier that these older women, I just have this affinity for. And then when I did some other research on my birth chart, I found that I was born under the waning crescent. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. Because that's the moon that I actually have tattooed on me. And those are the types of women that I tend to gravitate to. And I just find that to be so wonderful because I really do see how my personality reflects that. There's a protection in this that I have. That's definitely, I would say, the waning. The crone, she knows how to protect. She lived, so she knows how to protect.
That's right.
She knows how to secure for the future, you know, store up the store goods. It's time to harvest. It's time to pull. It's time to get things ready. We got to live off the fruits of the labor from our past, and we got to prepare for this new thing that's coming because I'm coming back. I'm like a phoenix. I'm coming back. So that one really has two phases, and then she has all this knowledge from all these different aspects of life. That's my studies I got on it. I know you have way more, but that's what I've been getting out of it.
And I'm glad to hear that because you are right on target. You are right on target. And it's so wonderful. Like I said, you know, this is a wonderful showcase as to where you are and what you've been studying, and it is 100% reflective. One thing I love, and I gotta say it, and then we have a caller we gotta get to. But one thing I want to remind you, remind everyone, this was a part of Melissa before Melissa really had any formal knowledge or understanding. Spirituality is leading you back to yourself. All of this goes right back to who you were, who you thought you were, you know, what you're building on. All of this is you. And so, you know, so even before you knew what that moon sign meant, you knew it was a part of you. So I just want to continue to encourage people not to worry so much about the official this, or this. Move kind of how the rhythm is pulling you, and then you'll start to see patterns. You'll start to see how this is working in your life and has been working in your life probably since you were old enough to remember. I got to grab the phone line. Let me see. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Peace,
sis. Oh, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, peace, Melissa. How are you,
sister? You did. You know, I got my hands in the air, girl. I'm doing a double high five to you, girl.
I know, honey. I know. When I say this is such a beautiful show, I love it. I love
Amen.
The moon because I'm full
Amen.
Like her. Oh, pardon me. Peace, Sister Seven. How are you too, my
yes.
dear?
Oh, yeah, you're here too. Okay, hi.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot. But it's amazing. I love the moon. I've always been attracted to the moon. I mean, it's such a beautiful reflection of who we are as women And I'm listening to everything you're saying. I'm just like, yes, that's me. Yes, that's me. Everything from the 28-day cycles to the different things you've heard growing up. You know, I heard the same thing like Mama Khadija said, don't cut your hair on the full moon. You know, I'm an advocate for not making sure that I don't go outside on full moon Friday night. I try to stay inside because not only is it a full moon, but it's Friday. 9 times out of 10 people getting paid, so they don't know what's going on with them. So they think it's just the money, but I'm like, also the moon and the alcohol and everything that goes along with that. So I have to draw myself from there. But I also wanted to see if you can elaborate on, well, one thing, you talking about the powers of Wicca and how they use the moon. But I also done some Asian cultures. Was it Qigong? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
They use the power of the moon. They do a lot of their exercises in the moonlight, and they use the energy from the moon in order to empower themselves. So I had a brother that was studying that a while ago, and he was telling me how he did a lot of his work in the moonlight and how that actually empowered him and gave him energy. But I would like to also hear or to see if you can elaborate on the eclipses of the moon.
You said the eclipses of the moon?
Yeah, the eclipses of the moon, because, you know, that's one thing I love to see. I think it's so amazing, you know, to see, everybody talks about solar eclipses, but when you have a lunar eclipse, like a full lunar eclipse, and I've seen one before, it's amazing. Like, the energy is, it's like static in the air, because everything is really dark. You know, and people always talk about, you know, like you said, about as far as how bright it is during the day. But the moon is pretty much like the sun of the night. You know, it provides that energy for the nighttime, because you have a lot of animals that don't come out until the night. You know, even for myself as a person, I was an avid third shifter. Like, I got my energy, like, I sleep during the day, and at night I'm up until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. But I felt like I was, it's like the world, at least around where you're at, is a little slower, you know, it's a little, you know, doesn't move as fast, you know, you can get a lot done, it's quieter, it's a little calmer and tamer, but I think the spirit runs, you can see, I feel more spiritual energy that comes out during that time. So if you could elaborate maybe a little bit on, like I said, the eclipses of the moon, I would really love to hear that, and I'll go ahead and, you know, listen to that off air. And thank you again.
Thank you so much,
okay.
Unique.
Well, I know, like, first one, it is a great question, and of course, I'm just now getting my studies together, so I don't know everything, but the first part she was talking about where the person she knows does exercises in the moonlight, now, I haven't come across any information on that, but I have come across rituals where people will, if they have a secure location, strip down and be and let the moonlight, let their bodies absorb the moonlight and charge their own bodies. I can understand how this person is out there doing, you know, I don't know, with Tai Chi or some kind of, you know, exercise techniques under the moonlight and letting the moon, let his body absorb the energy. Humans will absorb energy that the moon is giving off, just like the earth is absorbing the energy, we do as well. So I definitely can see how that would be beneficial to a person, and who knows if he has even more things that he's letting the moonlight absorb, like crystals or, like I said, water or some other element, and even salt, like just some other element that represents his dynamics and how he can use that in his favor. I can see that. As for the lunar eclipses, I really only know like the technical things. So it's literally when the moon passes directly behind the earth and into its shadow. And then it says, this only occurs when the sun, the earth, and the moon are exactly or very closely aligned. With the Earth between the two, a lunar eclipse can occur only on the night of the full moon. This type and length of lunar eclipse depends on the moon's proximity to, okay, now it's getting real spacey here, but to the proximity of either the node or its orbit. So literally, during this lunar eclipse, the Earth completely blocks direct sunlight from reaching the moon. And the only light reflected from the lunar surface is what is retracted by the Earth's atmosphere. And so it can alter the color of the moon. So, you know, sometimes you see, like, the reddish moon and things of that nature. But there's a certain way they line up that it will hide itself because it's in the shadow. Or it can get closer to the Earth, and unfortunately, the moon is starting to get further away from the Earth, but we don't realize that yet. But as it gets closer, it can change. You know, it has that appearance where it gets really huge, or it can be a different color. It can give off that reddish harvesting fall color. So it's just funny how the proximity of each other can show different aspects. And then I read that the moon has these different sides. Like there's a north and a south. If you look at it from the north or the south pole, you get to see a different look than what we get to see. Because the way the moon orbits around the Earth, it orbits literally like almost at the same time that we do. So we literally see the same side of the moon consistently. So there's a far side, a near side, a north side and a south side, and each of them have a different look. The craters look different. The surface is different. It's pretty fascinating. We really don't know all that there is to know about the moon. Some people even say that the moon came after Earth and got caught in its orbit or gravitational pull or whatever, and then linked up. You know, two ships passing in the night and say, hey, I'm gonna hang out with you for a while instead.
Okay. So the moon that I see in Georgia is not the same moon that see in, let's say, Texas.
Not necessarily on that level. More of a whole regional change, like South Pole, North Pole.
Okay.
And then you won't see, we'll never see the far side of the moon unless we were to go out there.
Okay.
Of the way that it turns, it's like they turn together. So it's consistent. That side of the moon is consistent to us. If you look it up, you're going to see these pictures. You're going to see these different crater holes and things. And it's like, wow, that one looks like a bunch of cells. This one looks like a bumpy land. You know, it's just weird. I thought I was looking at when you're looking at the baby inside of the sonogram. I thought I was looking at a sonogram at one of them. It was really odd.
Wow. Okay. Again, something I did not know. And I'm here to learn. I always bring my notepad and pen. And that was something I did not realize, that there are different sides of the moon. And see, one thing about this moon and the emotions and the connections, I get that. I really do. I understand why the moon would have different thoughts, feelings, ideas. You know, I understand why all that would be there. It's just we don't pay attention to those things. I know when it comes to cleansings and clearance, there are some cleansings that we need to do to help benefit us where we have to go, we'll wash our hair, wash this, wash that, and then we'll go be in the moonlight, where the moonlight has that charging abilities to charge parts of who we are at the very core. And there's also, you know, just in my studies, what I know, there tends to be a level of nudity involved with the moon as well. You know, where I've heard where people will go and do ceremony and will be nude. And part of that there is part of the charging process. And people get a lot of benefit from that. So That's also a part. I've not heard of not one sun ritual that uses or requires any nudity. So I just thought that was interesting too, that when it comes to the feminine principle, that nudity is a piece of it.
Yeah, I found that to be fascinating, and I told you before, I read a lot of science fiction. I love some fantasy, y'all. Y'all, there's a witch in the book. She redhead. If there's a shapeshifter, I'm in that book. And
right.
it really makes me feel like I was studying in a fun way how I'm tying some of this stuff to the things that I read. And I wanted to add this as well for Unique. So I just took a quick look about lunar eclipse and culture. And the only other things I can add to that is, depending on the culture, it could have been a good or a bad omen. And so they said, like, the Egyptians saw the eclipse as a sow swallowing the moon for a short time, and other cultures view the eclipse as the moon being swallowed by other animals and things of that nature. So some of them would take that as a bad omen and do whatever they had to do to bless themselves and protect themselves from that particular time. But the lunar eclipse, I know, would have been a definite event for some type of celebration or some type of ritual for that culture to do, because of how odd it would have been for it to happen. So whether they took it negatively or positively, I know they reacted in some kind of way to prepare for it or to protect themselves from it. If they, you know, how they felt like if it rained and, you know, God was mad or something like that. So that's another effect that it had on folks to start taking charge, to do things like, okay, what did we do? Let's correct ourselves.
And again, we've been saying that new moon where it is dark, where the moon is not that visible, that's the time for reflection. That's the time for stillness. That's the time for quiet. You know, that you can almost relate that to winter. And I know for a lot of, you know, cleansing, we spoke about, you know, taking our spiritual baths, especially head cleanings, and just kind of letting the crown of your head be exposed to the moonlight. I do that with moonlight. I do that with, also if it's raining, sometimes you just got to get your crown wet and washed and cleansed and rinsed away. And so there are a number of rituals and spells that use the different types, the different times of the moon to get it. You know, the full moon is considered almost like a harvest moon. And so it'll be sitting there. You know, a lot of people have, they'll have prosperity rituals at that time. You know, that's a good time for, you know, the money prayers, whatever you call harvest now, that's when a lot of times we're moving into this harvest energy. And so and people really take advantage of it. You know, once you have a rhythm for how your life is to operate, you'll respect that rhythm and you'll start to say, okay, look, this is how I'm going to acknowledge this in my life. And you'll have a cycle, you know, you'll have an understanding that when this comes, I'm either going to move harder, move softer. I'm going to force myself to cleanse. It's like my Wednesday, every Wednesday. There are so many things to do in this house on a Wednesday that sometimes it can be mind-boggling, but at the same time, I use it as an opportunity to remind myself, okay, it's Wednesday. Stop what you're doing and do X, Y, and Z. So that's how I feel about, you know, the moon and its cycles. It's kind of like, stop what you're doing and acknowledge, you know, all these other aspects that you may not think about on a regular basis. Sister Melissa, I got another call that I would like to speak. If you don't mind, hold on for just a second, okay? Greetings.
Hi.
Welcome to the
how
show.
You doing? Hi, sister. How you doing?
I am well, and yourself?
I am fabulous, as always.
All right. So how are you in your moon studies? How are you doing?
I'm getting there. I'm still sorting out things and trying to make it sound like I know something.
Okay.
But I'm getting there. I wanted to say to Sister Melissa, this is a very interesting conversation. And I thank her for bringing all this information to us. Oops, I just dropped something. All this information to us. You know, we might have known some of it from school or from reading and on our own, but I mean, she really defined it and brought it out to a better so much for. Gone ahead and doing all that research and blessing us with her knowledge.
Amen.
Well, I really enjoyed it. So, and I'm glad folks are hearing it. But I was really, I don't want to say blown away, but I was really impressed by the information that I was getting and the consistency in the different places I was getting the information from. I just thought that was just awesome. So I didn't know what I didn't. We could talk about nature. We could talk about Earth. We could talk about humans. We could talk about spirituality. There's so many different aspects of the moon and its relationship with us that I just found to be awesome. So I'm just glad I had the opportunity to have that discussion.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Blessings.
It is wonderful. Thank you, Sister Omi Shayun. Thank you so much.
You're
and I have
welcome.
Your question in the mail tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Talk to you later, honey.
Okay, you should have your package soon, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That has been awesome. Yes, Sister Melissa. You know, I really do this moon, the cycles. Also, understanding Wicca, and I want to say this technically speaking, okay, because I know quite a few African Americans that are, I want to say Wicca-based. I don't know the proper terminology for it, but for, you know, those Wicca studies are very close because they do spend a lot of time with the moon, and they do spend a lot of time in nature. There's a book, one of my favorite books is called The Green Witch, and forgive the W word, but it's called The Green Witch, and it is an awesome book because it talks about just understanding nature, the herbs, the plants, the trees, and it really, really breaks down so much science for us. And this culture, this religion, this understanding is known for their studies in nature and their studies with the moon. And so don't hesitate to get the information, okay? That is the point of everything, okay? I don't care what they call it. You know, when it speaks to you, it just speaks to you. And the more I read, I know I've bought the book about 5 times, and it keeps mysteriously getting lost to other people. And I'm like, okay, well, just get it back to me. Just get it back to me. And I just go buy another copy. But that book just speaks volumes when it comes to understanding our world and understanding the different natural sciences that are connected to our world. So, you know, we don't have to be hesitant because this is different from the traditional, even the traditional spiritual sciences. We don't have to hesitate with that. You know, we can absolutely utilize whatever information works with our spirit and is keeping us connected to God. After that, they could call it whatever they like. As long as you know where to get the information, how to begin your rituals at home, your studies. And so, you know, I just want to kind of let that out there because I've heard a time or two before where I've had women say, well, you know, that's something else. And I'm like, if they have the information, run with it, okay? Do not limit yourself because it has a funny name, okay? Don't limit yourself. Get the information and begin to understand those things that are connected to that. So, I love it. I'm glad that this has really made, once you got into it, once you said, hey, there's something to it, I'm just going to look and see, and you got into it, you really got into it.
I have to say that when I was looking at it and comparing information and then looking at some of the things that I actually do, I'm like, yeah, well, I am a lover of the earth. I love earth. I mean, I don't want it to go away at all. You know, like I said before, we could have less humans and way more animals. and I looked at, you know, the definition of Wicca, and I looked at the information that I was getting, and it's literally like people who live to work with and be part of and live side by side with nature. And the fact that it's feminine based, and, you know, you had the whole, you know, religious battles and things, and we lost the war. So, you know, the way with this information and now take on my new information. But when you really look at the root base of everything, to me, it all goes back to that same spot. I mean, it is that same place. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not covet. If you want to go there, they all come back to something like that. Now, if you are just a negative person, you're going to do negative things, and you can do negative things with good items. You know what I mean? So it's not what you do. It's really who you are. How I see it. And then, you know, they have a different name for it, but they have there's Wiccan to meet, and I think it's called a. I don't know if I'm going to say it right or not, but ESBAT, ASBAT, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but that's literally when they meet at a certain time under the full moon and have meetings. I mean, whether it's a worship meeting or a ritual meeting or whatever they're doing, they're having meetings. It doesn't mean that anything negative is going on. It just means this is the time that it's best for them to do their thing, to acknowledge to the earth and their goddess that we are paying homage, we are doing what we're supposed to do, we're putting in the work, and we do it because it's the full moon cycle. Or, this is the time we meet up. So many cleansing spells, so many protection spells. You got spells you could do on a day of the week that you could use the moon for. You got certain things you can do, and it all consists of intent information. So you have to have your chant, your words. What do you want? Make it intentional. It doesn't have to be cumbersome, but it has to be intentional. You have to have your candle. You have to have your, I think it's called talisman. You have to have your symbols to represent certain things. And you do these things. And when you do these things, you pray, you chant, you focus, and you really pray first before you actually do the ritual. You pray and get yourself aligned to feel the energy. There's techniques to sit and meditate and feel the energy. And then when you feel the energy, when you really feel it, you go ahead and you proceed with that ritual, because your intent has got to be, we had that show where we talked about fear and doubt.
And if you
cannot go into a ritual with fear and doubt, you cannot go into it with uncertainty. You have to have that feel of this is what is going to happen. I trust that my goddess is going to make this happen. These are the tools I need. The tools are focus elements for you to make sure, you know, the right element is being called, that the right energy is being pulled into it, and that you're executing the right thing. And when it happens, you have to watch and be patient and like they have one for communication, and I was looking at this spell, and there's a certain day of the week that you should do the communication, and I can't remember. I want to think it's Wednesday. I really think it's Wednesday. That's the day to do a communication spell. And then they said to use a yellow candle because yellow helps with communication, and then you have to have an element that represents the air, so you have like a feather or something like that. So there's certain things you pull together. None of that is bad. None of that is crazy. None of that is going to hurt anybody. This is all good stuff. And you combine all that with your will, your intent, and your belief, and you let it go forth into the universe. And then you watch what happens. And then and even when you say these words over yourself so you can communicate and you can hear better and you can articulate your words so they go across clearly to the person you're talking to, you then pay attention to you. And when you pay attention to you and how you're communicating, it will affect the outcome of that particular thing. Now, this could be something that's so nervous for somebody to talk about, and they pray over what it is that they want to talk about and the words that they want to say, and they ask God, you know, give me that strength to get these words out and make sure that it is heard and received. And, you know, the person who's receiving it, please let them hear what I'm saying. Please let them get out of their own mind and hear what I'm saying, and things of that nature. If you do that, you can make that happen.
That's right.
And to me, Wicca teaches you how to do that by using tools to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we just
mm-hmm.
need a focus point. Like, I know I need instruction. I'm not going to do anything without instruction. And I hate to say it, but I want to be told what to do. But I don't want to do the wrong thing, so I'm not running
right.
to anybody looking for
right.
somebody to tell me, and I'm not reading every single book
right.
that is out there. Some of it I can't even understand. It's just too, I don't know, it's just not my way of speaking. And that just doesn't make any sense. So I always compare. I'm never just going with the one thing. And being a Scorpio, I'm impulsive, and, you know, we do that kind of stuff. But I'm not going with the one thing. I'm going to weigh information. I'm going to pray on it. And, you know, I'm learning to let go, let God, so that he can make things manifest. But, you know, it's something that I have to do the work to make these changes happen in life, whether it's
absolutely.
For me or around me.
Absolutely. And then I love when, you know, when we talk about the moon, we talk about Wicca, we talk about using nature and natural things. All of that fits right in line with my spirit, you know, because now I want to pull in as much positive energy as possible. I want to hit this thing so hard. I want it to vibrate. I want to resonate. I want to do all those things. And so if I know that certain times of the month energy is growing, then, and I'm thinking I want this to grow, then that's my time to be working. And
mm-hmm.
there are times where I'm like, okay, is this where we are reducing now? You know, now is the time where things are getting smaller, time to reduce. That's the perfect time to declutter. That's the perfect
mm-hmm.
time to let go of certain things that just aren't serving us anymore. And so, and we can do that. You know, we all have the ability to do that. So, you know, all I'm saying is let's be aware of what we're doing, because a lot of times you will find we are doing the work. We're just not aware of it. You know, we've been doing this work for decades and eons. And I have two very different children. So I was speaking to my oldest about the show. I was excited. I said, yeah, we're going to talk about the moon. He said, yeah, that's when you charge up the crystals, right? And I'm like, yes. Yes. You know, this is my child that is very in touch with this feminine side. So he already knows about that. Ask Talib, he's like, yeah, that's the time when you cover. You have cover from all the outward appearance. And I'm, yes, little warrior, that's exactly what the moon is for, okay? And so, you know, different children, different ways of looking at life, and but yet they're still aware of the energy and how it pertains to them. You know, like when the moon is full and I'm feeling just a tad sensitive and emotional, which occurs every now and again, every now and again. And I look up at that moon, I'm like, okay, let me pull myself back. Okay, let me stop and think about some things, because I know I'm being sensitive right now. And it's because this moon is shining so bright and it's impacting me. I know that. So, you know, we all can be, if we were more aware of what was going on around us, we could operate smoother in our environment. So if you notice that you getting revved up, okay, you about to start something, you calling everybody on the do not call list, and, you know, understand you may be feeling that extra heat, that extra energy from the moon cycles. So, you know, we have to just pay attention. You know, we don't have to just be slaves to the rhythm, okay? We
mm-hmm.
can actually pay attention and start to, like, be progressive with this. If I know it's coming, I'm going to take advantage of it. This is when I'm going to get my white baths going. This is when I'm going to build this, grow this. This is my planning phase. And then when it's my other phase, then I can transition my energy and move it to a different aspect. So, but that's being progressive with that energy.
Yeah, that is exactly true. And then just to bring it back to Wicca, it is everywhere if you really truly look at it, because again, it's about the planet. It is about nature. It is about doing no harm. It is about having that respectful relationship. I mean, it is everywhere. There are holistic remedies. It's in there. It's in Christmas. Y'all don't realize it, but it's in Christmas. It is everywhere. when one culture takes over another culture and changes your doctrine and changes what you're doing, to make folks conform, you have to still give them something that they used to have, because that change is too drastic. And so it has been embedded in a lot of other religions, and people don't even realize it. But when you get together and start talking, you start realizing, oh, I do the same thing, except I do it here, or I use this, or, you know, we try this way. I mean, we've had this conversation before. Different religions all go back to the same root. Different practices all go back. The only place I feel like you'll never find Wicca is in business and in politics, because they just don't care.
That's right. And guess what? Even that's changing, okay? So absolutely.
Yeah, that feminine swing is coming into play. That feminine change is and like I said, the moon is going through physical changes. So that whole change that the earth is going through is real. And it impacts all of us. And if we don't figure out our armor, we're going to be in trouble. So we really have to start really looking at how we're living, who we're living with, what we're doing, who we are around, how we are paying respect to our ancestors, to the way we live, to God. We got to look at all that and try to do it in a way where it's comfortable for you, respectful for others, and uplifting. Like, you have to have that as a moral base. If not, you're just going to fall for anything. You're going to end up in the wrong side, and that's not a good place to be.
Sister Melissa, I'm telling you, I mean, I'm not surprised, but you have really, really shined this whole program. I'm so, so incredibly pleased at the work that you have completed, and just sharing part of who you are and sharing part of your science.
Like I said, I'm feeling good.
Okay, make sure that's not you getting sad, because I want everyone to hear what I have to say. I want, because, you know, you've done the work, you know, and I just want to tell people, you know, don't be afraid to do the work. Don't be afraid to do to read the book, to ask the question, to tune in, to do this. Don't be afraid to do the legwork on something, because you will be pleasantly surprised. If you can be patient with it, you know, you'll tend to get more information than you even thought was out there. You know, the more I read, the more I apply, the more I ask questions, the more I realize I don't know everything. And that's a good thing for me, okay? The more I know, oh, I got to review that. I got to study this. And it becomes part, it is what gives my life meaning. You know, this is the part that people really base their whole existence on. So, you know, I'm so, so glad that you took the time to share with us. We are moving into my absolute favorite part of the show, and this is when we get our pray on. One thing everybody knows, when you have that prayer of protection out with God, there's nothing that you can't do, you know. This is one reason why prayer is so important in everything that I do. We got to bring that God peace in. We got to make sure that we're staying righteous. You know, you got to ask the question, hey, what would God do? What would Buddha do? I don't care who you're asking. What would any of the divine celestial beings do? And then let's start to realign ourselves with the things that we know pleases God. I can tell you, taking care of the planet, that pleases God, okay? Taking care of Mother Earth and recognizing all of the femininity, that pleases God. You know, God didn't tear down our feminine structures, our feminine understandings. That wasn't God, that was man. So what we're doing, even in understanding and getting back to our divine feminine, we are moving closer back to how God had us in the first place. Before we got into all this other stuff, we're moving back to a more natural understanding of God. So all this is lined up perfectly. So when we say those prayers, understand that too with a natural part, whether you prayed standing up, sitting down, whether you prayed outside. My favorite part of the moon time, I don't really go outside in the evening. I like to see the moon in the wee hours of the morning, like 5 and 6. I like to see, you know, that transitioning of the time. That's a very special, high spiritual time for me right there. And so, you know, there's so many aspects of the moon that if you didn't know, if you learned one thing today, what I'd like you to do is to, you know, just look for one more thing that you can learn. You know, go deeper, read some books. A lot of our spiritual books will speak about the moon time and the moon cycles. So let's spend some time getting our research in. Let's continue where Sister Melissa was, because she really brought it, gave us lots of good science, and now we have something even further to build on, to grow with. So I really, really want to thank you, sister, for your time. If I could, can I get you to do the prayer out? The prayer out is so very important. You know, we come together. Life has us on the ropes sometimes. And this prayer right here may be one of the only prayers that someone might hear today. It might be one of the only prayers someone hears until the next time we do this next Wednesday. But if you would grace us and share with us your voice, your energy, your praise, and say the prayer this evening, I would be ever so grateful.
Oh, of course, of course. Father God, Mother Goddess, the first thing I want to do is thank you. I want to thank you for the opportunity to have a fellowship of people that I can feel this closely connected to and be able to share myself with. I want to thank you for Sister Mama 7. Yes, I'm getting my lips ready for that. I want to thank you for her. I want to thank you for the camaraderie that she has built for this a wonderful approach, because it absolutely is a wonderful approach. I want to thank you for instilling in her the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, and the openness to create an atmosphere where it's accepting and open to other individuals to be able to share their beliefs in their ways and feel safe and protected there as well. I want to pray over the planet. I want to ask that we humans do better by the planet. We humans take care of our home. Earth is our home. Everything about it is a representation of who we are and what we're supposed to take care of. He left this to us to take care of, and some of us are not doing a great job. I would like to ask if you can watch over them and get their minds to be in accordance to your will. I want to ask that you protect the folks on this call in a wonderful approach and Mother Eagle Ministries and the other families that are on this call. Please watch over us and protect us and guide us and keep our hearts and minds open and allow us to do what we're supposed to do so that you get honored and you feel that we are doing the best work for you. God, please, please watch over everyone, protect us, and thank you for the love, the guidance, and the lessons that you have bestowed upon us. I ask all of this of you, and I know you will grant it. Ashe.
Ashe.